This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
What happened?
Someone got me mad. I mean, I did go like Kanye Gemini a little bit, but it wasn't even that bad.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown, and it is Friday. Once again, happy Friday. I'm here with Nudia Hernandez, host of Nudia in the Afternoon on our sister station, Vocalo. Hey, Nudia.
Hello.
I can't believe it's Friday again. Like, this month is going by so fast. The kids are in school. My lease about to be up.
I just renewed my lease, so I know how it feels.
Man.
No, I was just thinking, you know, before we know it, it's going to be snowing again.
No.
Yeah, no. In like 3 weeks, it's about to be snowing again.
No. No more snow. So today we're going to hear a conversation with a couple of folks performing at the Vocalo Summer Finale, which is this big party Vocalo is throwing in Millennium Park on September 20th. We're going to talk more about the Summer Finale on The Rundown in a couple of weeks. But for now, you interviewed Marquise Hill and Manessi.
Yes. Two of my favorite Chicago artists.
Okay. Introduce me to them. Let's start with Marquise Hill. Who is that?
Marquise Hill, he's a jazz artist. He's a trumpet player. Like, I am always so amazed by musical instrument artists because I feel like their claim to fame is so much harder than if you were like a singer.
Interesting.
You know, like, I feel like it is a harder road.
I guess mass popular acclaim. I guess that's true.
Or yeah. Just to make your living as an artist, being a trumpet player. You know, but Marquise is doing it. He's booked and busy.
Good for him.
And yeah, and no, and those rates are raiding, you know?
Okay.
The rates are not low. I feel there are a lot of artists that stem from jazz in Chicago, and they are successful, and they are able to, like, do their craft for a living. And Manessi, I mean, I love him. I have trusted in my mercy. I shall rejoice in that
salvation, yeah. Oh. I joked the other day because we added a new In Rotation song,
and he was featured on it. Oh. And I was like, this is about to be your station. We have like 4 songs in high rotation, and he pops up in all of them. He's popping up in everyone's
song.
Okay,
Manessi.
Yeah, no, he's the feature. He's like the feature of the year, honestly. Right. So, and this collaboration with them, like, it's like a little bit of a life-changing song. It made me, it got me thinking, like, existentially. Like, I'm really just thinking about my life. But I feel like beautiful and well composed songs do that.
Yes.
You know?
So this is I Promise to Listen. That's the song you're talking about.
Yes, they brought that song with them. They dropped it for the first time on Vocalo.
And ooh, ow.
I know. I love the exclusive.
Hey Keith. It was nice seeing you the other night, and I know we agreed to give each other a little space, a little distance, and take things slow this time. But if I'm being completely honest, can't stop thinking about you, about us, just this whole situation.
So he said that he had received this voicemail from someone he was seeing at the time, and he put it in the song, and that was the whole inspiration for the song.
That was the original voicemail?
It was original, like, on his phone. Yeah, I asked that, too. I was like, hold on, this was a real voicemail that was left on your phone. He said, yeah.
Wow.
And this voicemail is like nothing I've ever heard. I was like, this is real love.
Aww.
These are real feelings.
Real
this
love.
Is mature feelings.
Nudia,
you know?
I'm gonna need Nudia falling in love. That's what I need. I want
like
that for you.
I like messy though. I mean, I like my messy stuff. I don't know. I'm a little addicted to the mess.
All right.
You know?
All right. Well,
it's still summer. Okay.
I hope you get that out your system soon because real love is lovely. It's beautiful.
Maybe when it's cold.
Okay.
Cuddle season.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Cuffing season.
Cuffing season. Yeah. All right. Careful what you wish for.
I still got 3 weeks before it starts snowing. So
you booked Marquise. He brought Manessi. At one point during a conversation, it turns into this like love fest between Marquise and Manessi. And I feel like that's like such a Chicago culture thing. Like artists love to collaborate. They love to work with each other. They love to put on for each other. Like, it's just supportive.
It was really sweet because it is so genuine. And also, you know, Manessi's, I feel like, is the next big up-and-coming Chicago artist.
Okay.
And he's put a lot of years in. And it's funny because off air, you know, he was saying, I have to do this interview, then I have to go record some backgrounds, then I have to do this, you know. And Marquise is like, you're going to get there. Like, you're going to be a full-time artist and you're going to be, like, popping soon. And it was just this really cute, sweet moment. I don't even think they meant for me to hear.
Yeah.
But I'm nosy, you know? So yeah. So I was listening. It was just a really sweet moment between two, like, really talented people that, like, see each other. It was very cool.
I love that. Also, manifest. Speak things into existence. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's get to it. Here is Nudia's interview with Marquise Hill and Manessi.
Marquise, I have like a huge question because, mm-hmm. I mean, you're raised in Chicago, South Side, right? And I was reading, you know, that you started off with the drums first before going to the trumpet, which is your instrument of choice. Mm-hmm. I feel like musicians, it's never like, oh, I only play the harp. Like, I could do the piano, I could do some banjo. Mm-hmm. What is up with that? Is it like once you learn one, you could just learn them all?
I think a lot of it comes out of the black church, to be honest. Mm. Kids jumping around from the piano to the organ, to the bass, to the drums, and just having that curiosity about all of the instruments. I know for me in fourth grade, my band director said, you can play whatever you want to play. And I gravitated towards the drums right away. But I had an older cousin who played the trumpet, and I looked up to my cousin and I wanted to be like my cousin. So I slowly switched to the trumpet and fell in love with it.
Once you hit the trumpet, you're like, that's it? You didn't mess around? There weren't any other side chicks like with the guitar?
I mean, always. Always. Still played the drums, you know, dabbled at piano because that's where composition happens. When you want to write music, we sit down at the piano, you know, dabbled with the bass. And especially, you know, being a producer and wanting to create your sounds yourself, you have to be able to play a little bit of everything, you know?
Do you still love the drums? Like, will you still get on the drums sometimes?
I will.
After a couple drinks, you'll hop on the drums?
You can catch me at a jam session. I'll play one or two. You
know? So when you found the trumpet, did you even think a career was possible?
You know, not initially. I just fell in love with it. Mm-hmm. I always shout out my elementary school band director, Diane Ellis. I went to Dixon Elementary School. She gave me my first jazz record. I'll never forget this. I was in the fifth grade. I never heard this style of music. I took this CD home. I put the CD in. It was a Lee Morgan CD, and my mind was blown. You know, I fell in love with the music that early on.
When did you have that realization of, like, maybe this could actually be something that I end up doing?
Mm-hmm. You know, to be honest, I would say maybe eighth grade. Shout out again, Diane Ellis, my elementary school band director. She was a touring musician, also teaching full-time elementary school. Also shout out Professor Ronald Carter, Willie Pickens. I had a lot of mentors in my life who were educators, touring musicians, and I had a great model to look up to. You know, these people in my life showing me that, oh, you can actually live a beautiful life, you know, playing this music. So I had that representation from a very young age.
I always got to ask about family. Were your family always really supportive? Were they like, oh, no, you've got it. Like, you got to go get it.
No, you know what? My family was super supportive. My mom, as long as I wasn't in the streets acting a fool, she was cool. As long as you want to play the trumpet instead of go, you know, play with those boys, cool. Play the trumpet all you want. So I had lots of support.
I would love to do a research poll on moms of musicians. Mm-hmm. Did the singing drive you crazy? Like Manessi's mom, did the singing drive you crazy at a point where you're like, I just need 5 seconds of silence.
Put it away.
Because you know Manessi when he was little. It was probably like 24/7.
Singing around the crib.
Doing riffs. I'm sure you were
sounding terrible.
I'm sure you were riffing everywhere, all over the house, in the bathroom.
Yeah, it was bad.
And so with your family, were they like, I can't hear the trumpet anymore? That trumpet haunts me in my dreams. You got a beautiful gift, but I can't hear the trumpet right now.
I'm sure they felt that way. But for real, my mom and my family was just happy I was pouring my energy into something positive, you know. Yeah, I would be in the basement playing all the time.
When did you realize, like, hey, I'm kind of better than everyone else? Like, I know I was good, but, like, I kind of got it. Like, I really am good at this. Like,
see, trumpet different. I feel like we still trying to figure this trumpet out. Really? Trumpet's a beast. But I would say in high school, like, I recognized, like, oh, I got something special. Like, my sound, my approach is something special. Let me keep watering it and pouring into it and see what it actually leads to. You know, I remember being, I want to say I was a sophomore in high school, and I got to play Millennium Park with Ramsey Lewis. Rest in peace, Ramsey Lewis. That was a treat. And to me, that showed me, okay, Keish, you have something. Keep watering, keep practicing, and take this thing serious. You know?
You're traveling with a band right now, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I love to surround myself around cats who push me. Iron sharpens iron. And I've always had that mentality as well. It's not about me, it's about the overall experience of the show. So I like to highlight my band. You know, I like to solo and have my moment, but I also like to pass the baton around and highlight the entire ensemble.
You brought in Manessi.
Hey.
Howdy.
Right.
Hey.
Do all, like, Chicagoan artists just know each other? Like, how'd y'all meet?
Our mutual friend and my former manager, Brian Nolan. Shout out Brian Nolan. During the time he was managing me, he was like, hey, I'm going to this Marquise Hill show. I said, Marquise Hill? So then me and my sister were supposed to go. She got sick. And then he called me and was like, hey, I'm going to the Marquise Hill show. What are you doing? And I was like, no, I'm just going to stay in. I was supposed to go with my sister. He said, no, come on. So I went. First of all, the show was phenomenal. If I didn't get that out that day, I was so inspired when I left. Mm-hmm. And then the cherry and whipped cream and the whole cake on top of everything was meeting him, and he was just so nice.
Mm. You just seem like a really nice
real
guy.
Dude.
Yeah,
I'm a
like
cool
he's
dude.
Not
full of it, and it's hard to find that. But he's really cool. And when he met me, he was like, "I'm a fan." I said, ain't no way." I said, "He lying." But no, it's just been, and we've been cool since then.
Yeah.
You just meet certain people. And you click right away, and that's our story.
Yeah.
Pretty cut and clear.
That night, the seed was planted. Like, yo, we gonna make some music one day.
Do you feel like you make better music with your friends, like as opposed to maybe a professional that you might not know? You know.
Absolutely, I believe so.
Yeah, because you get in the same room, and you have the same conversation with people who love you.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You know, and the language is love. So that's what's expressed and that's what's created in those moments. And there's nothing better.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody does everything by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Every single thing, you know, everybody tells, I got it out the mud. What does this mud look like? And is there any more of it? Because everybody's been to this mud. Everybody's been through the water. Everybody's been through a storm. Right. But you don't have to go it alone. And those are the magical moments that our music is birthed out of, you know, when we're, again, in the same room having the same conversations.
Mm-hmm. I know sometimes it can be hard because, like, you know, like, you're like, I don't know, is my friend better than me? But I don't feel that with you guys, you know? Mm-mm. I feel like just love.
I know he better than me. He's a better musician. He's probably a better person. I'm a little trash. You know? No, but
yeah, he's silly.
But seriously, he's fantastic and masterful in everything that he does. I mean, it went from me listening to your stuff to calling you.
To us creating, yeah. Come on.
He texted me, he was like, I got a song. And I hear your voice, and I was like,
oh,
me? I sobbed that day.
No,
I ain't tell you because I'm a thug. But I sobbed so hard because, again, and I'm going to shut up. It's wonderful, even like, and that was like in the beginning stages of everything. It's just always been so easy.
Mm-hmm.
I've been asking God for an easier time.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to take time to realize when prayers are being answered.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for being one of those prayers.
That was Nudia Hernandez talking to musician Marquise Hill and vocalist Manessi. I loved that. Thank you, Nudia.
You're welcome.
Marquise Hill and Manessi are going to be performing at the Vocalo summer finale on September 20th at the J. Pritzker Pavilion in Millennium Park. You can get more info on that at wbez.org/events. And for more interviews like this, you can listen to our sister station, Vocalo, at vocalo.org or listen to your radio at 91.1 FM. You can hear Nudia in the afternoon live every weekday, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. And that's it for today. Justin Bull and I produce The Rundown. Ariel Van Cleve is our editor and executive producer. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. Nudia's interview was produced with help from Morgan Sioka. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. And a special shout out to Adora Namigade, Lisa Labis, Noah Jennings, Emily Seiberg, and Katie O'Connell for their work on our morning and afternoon news episodes. We also get help from Cassie Walker-Burke, Sophie Hernandez-Simeonidis, and Dave Miska. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening. By the way, we are going to have Labor Day off. I hope you're going to take Labor Day off too. Have a nice long weekend. Either way, we will talk to you next week.